I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Riot police in Venezuela have clashed with protesters, thousands of whom have taken to the streets across the country to denounce the official result of Sunday's presidential election. In the capital, Caracas, protesters set fire to cars and threw stones at riot police, who responded with tear gas. Ione Wells has the details.
In Caracas, thousands of people have started walking towards the presidential palace to protest the disputed election results. There have been people on the streets and in their homes banging pots and pans in protest against the result that President Maduro and his government and Electoral Council announced on Sunday night after the presidential election. Those voices of protest are growing. President Maduro himself has accused the opposition of trying to instigate an attempted coup by disputing the results of this election.
The Venezuelan government has ordered diplomats from seven Latin American countries to leave. It complained that their refusal to recognize Nicolas Maduro's official victory in the elections amounted to an attack on Venezuela's sovereignty. Israeli demonstrators have broken into two military bases to protest against the arrest of soldiers accused of abusing a Palestinian detainee. Dozens forced their way through the gates of the compound in southern Israel, where the army reservists were detained. Mark Lowen is in Jerusalem.
Crowds gathered outside the Zde Teman base as Israeli military police arrived to arrest the army reservists. Dozens broke through the gates in solidarity with the soldiers, who were taken to another base for questioning. Israeli media reports suggest the reservists sexually abused the prisoner, a suspected Hamas fighter caught in Gaza, leaving him unable to walk. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called for an immediate calming of passions. The Defence Minister Yoav Gallant said the investigation into the soldiers' conduct must be allowed to continue, adding, even in times of anger, the law applies to everyone.
A 17-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with a deadly mass stabbing in northern England. Two children were killed and nine others hurt in what police described as a ferocious attack. Nick Garnett reports.
The beginning of the school holidays and a dance class featuring songs by Taylor Swift fills up quickly. And then, with 10 minutes left, the door opens and someone wearing a hoodie and a face mask bursts in. He's carrying a knife and begins attacking the children and the two adults running the class. By air and by road, the injured were taken to hospital, and the scale of the incident became clear. Specialist children's hospitals across the northwest of England were told to expect patients. Others were taken to nearby A&E units, while the two adults, both critically wounded, were taken to hospital in Liverpool. The King said he'd been shocked to hear of what he called an utterly horrific incident.
World News from the BBC. Officials in Sudan's Darfur region say at least 65 people, mostly children, have been killed since Saturday in bombardments by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces in the besieged city of El Fasher. The city is the last major urban centre in the Darfur region that remains in the hands of the Sudanese army. Politicians from several countries have accused China of trying to stop them from attending a conference in Taiwan. The two-day meeting in Taipei brings together members of the Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China. The group aims to counter what it sees as Beijing's growing assertiveness. Our Asia-Pacific regional editor, Mickey Bristow, reports.
48 lawmakers from 24 countries are in Taiwan for the gathering. The Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China says it's the largest delegation of legislators ever to visit the island, but some of them, including politicians from Bolivia, Slovakia and Bosnia, say Beijing has tried to pressure them not to attend. They received a range of messages from Chinese diplomats, some more menacing than others. China regularly tries to stop foreign governments, organisations and individuals having any contact with or travelling to Taiwan, which Beijing considers its own territory.
Donald Trump has agreed to be interviewed by the FBI as part of its investigation into the attempt to kill him at a rally in Pennsylvania earlier this month. The FBI said this would be a standard victim interview to get his perspective. Investigators are yet to determine why Thomas Crooks tried to assassinate the former president just over 2 weeks ago, shooting him in the ear. Ukraine has won its first medal at the Paris Olympics. Olga Kharlan took bronze in a fencing event. In an action-packed evening of swimming, Africa won its first gold medal of the Games. South Africa's Tatiana Smith triumphed in the women's 100-metre breaststroke. BBC News.